So the other field that I wanted to do is Ha'ochez b'yad midat mishpat.
L'chol ma'aminim. Yes, tomorrow morning also.
Yeah. L'chol ma'aminim.
Which page?
Because that's really very interesting to know what people do and what people don't do. Now, as you noticed, and David commented about that, many piyutim are written in alphabetical order. So you have a double alphabet in this piyut, ha-ochez, ha, and then aleph, v'chol ma'aminim shehu, el emunah, aleph. Ha-bochen, u'vodek in ze nisdarot, v'chol ma'aminim shehu bochen klayot. And you have bet, bet. Then ha-goel mimavet gimel, shehu goel chazak, etc. And it's quite clear. Now, what is not very clear is how you're supposed to perform that kind of piyut. For some reason, which is not very clear to me, I must say, Ha'ochez b'yad midat mishpat was appended to a paragraph in a traditional machzorim, to a paragraph before. So it goes, if you go to page 393, there is Ki makdishecha v'kdushatcha kidashta na'e l'kadosh per mikdoshim, then hamol al ma'asecha, and then be'ein melitz yosher mul magid pesha tagid le'yakov v'rachok mishpat v'tzadkenu b'mishpat melech ha'mishpat. In the traditional sidurim it's Hamelech HaMishpat. And just to make sure that we all understand it, please, some of you, could you read the Dutch translation of the last
paragraph? Of the part that you just read in Hebrew? Of the part
yeah,
that you just read?
Yeah.
Van uw heiligheid moet gij iets uitstralen op die uw heiligen willen. Dank aan de heilige vasten die naar heiligheid streven. Erbarm en verheug u over uw werken. Alleen die u trouw zijn en aan wie gij uw liefde bewezen hebt. Zeggen, mogen gij, o Heer, als heilige erkend worden in al uw daden. Als niemand van ons voorspraak wil zijn, als onze zonden aan de kaak worden gesteld, neemt gij het dan voor Jacob op. Opdat het recht gehandhaafd wordt, koning van het recht.
So if you take the last nost, it talks about mishpat, which is recht in Dutch, and God is described as holding in his hand midat mishpat. Midah is a measure of mishpat, but it means actually the scale of you know, the scale that of midat mishpat. God holds in his hand the scale of justice. And therefore, because there was a connection there which talks about mishpat, the tradition was that you must, I don't know why the must there, that you must say, באין מליץ יושר מול מגיד פשע תגיד ליעקב דרחוק ומשפט וצדקנו במשפט המלך המשפט האוחז ביד מידת משפט.
In one breath.
And therefore, but in any case, So the entire poem was reversed. The poem started with the Chol Ma'aminim. V'chol ma'aminim shu'el emunah, ha'bochen u'bodek ginzei nistarot. So instead of being Aleph Aleph, Bet Bet, Gimel Dalet, it was Aleph Bet, Bet Gimel, Gimel Dalet, Dalet Hey.
Now it makes sense.
Okay.
Right.
This causes endless problems in all the Ashkenazi Jewry, East and West, as to how to do it. In the East, it's less of a problem, because usually the Chazan does it in a kind of a cantorial recitative, and the congregation follows and repeats more or less the same kind of sentence. Like, V'chol ma'aminim shehu el emuna ha'bochein u'bodek ginzein nistarot. So, it's two-part melody, and people just repeat a variation of that melody. Sometimes, the Chazan wants to vary the melodies on one place. Then he would employ a much bigger or more elaborate melody. One of the favorite places in the Eastern Ashkenazi practice is V'chol ma'aminim shehu levado hu hamamlich melucha melachim velo hamlucha. It's 1, 2, 3 for the in the middle of the fourth paragraph. On the second page, v'chol ma'aminim shehu levado hu, all believe that he is by himself. This is the lamed, that he is alone. Hamamlich melachim, who crowns kings. However, v'lo hamelucha, and to him only belongs kingdom or kingship. And for some reason, many Chazanim loved that statement. So you have, for instance, Yosel Rosenblatt has a melody which became very, very popular. V'chol, v'chol ma'aminim, v'chol, v'chol ma'aminim, ma'aminim, shehu, shehu levado, shehu levado. Shehu levado levado hu, shehu levado hu. Hamamlich melachim, hamamlich melachim. Velo velo, velo hamelucha. And people would just repeat, the simple, no sense, they would not repeat that kind of melody at all. Now, in the Western tradition, there is more order. There's an attempt to do more order, and one of the most successful melodies is the one by Lewandowski, and that is sung by most congregations who follow that tradition, and you sing it as well. This is the melody that you sing. Now,
I heard that there's still another melody. I cannot repeat it, but that V'chol ma'aminim shehu shehu levado hu. This is the refrain. This is this mode. So, la 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 la.
Can be. You know, there are so many melodies. I just brought one of many melodies that were composed for this. I don't know why that particular one caught everybody's attention. Maybe one Chazan started with it and everybody wanted to compete or imitate. I don't know.
What I sang was sung in my community in Utah. I don't know where it's from.
Okay, it stands to reason. There are many, many melodies like that. Alright, so now the question is, how do we sing it in the synagogues? And I noticed that when it was sung today, was a little bit of confusion. Where do you start? What do you repeat? And so on.
Do you have to emphasize the Aleph Bet? I always, when I have these Aleph Bet things, I think we have to let here.
No. What we began the Siddur is we mark it, we make them bigger so you can see it.
Ah, okay.
We're making you, that's so we do there also.
Okay, alright. So you wouldn't sound it especially?
No. It would be very artificial and you would.
I know.
It would kill the music.
Okay.
So.
That's a good idea.
All right. Who wants to sing the Chol Ma'aminim? Aochez Biyad Mishpat.
I don't know.
I did it this morning.
Okay. Bevakasha.
Aochez Biyad Milat Mishpat V'chol Ma'aminim Shehu El Emuna Avochenu Adakim Zanistarot V'chol Ma'aminim Shehu Bochen Kayon Agoel Mimaset Uvode Mishachat V'chol Ma'aminim Shehu Goel Chazak Adam Yechidi Levayei Olam V'chol ma'aminim Shehu Dayan Emot Eavud Bo'aya Asher Aya V'chol ma'aminim Shehu Haya Bo'ev Yeh Avadai Shelo Ein Teilato V'chol ma'aminim Shehu Ein Bilto.
Okay, now, what is the principle? How do you work it out?
ABC. First is the chazan, and then the congregation answers.
Repeats.
And the congregation, the choir responds.
Yeah,
but you see, there are two parts of the melodies at least.
Three.
Okay.
ABC, yeah.
So how do you work out the ABC with the entire situation?
At the end, I repeat the C one more time, and I place a higher note.
We have it on.
It's recorded,
yeah.
I'm trying to find it.
Only the last sentence is different.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know why I can't find it in the Lewandowski.
Anybody have the music here?
Yeah, here.
That's a choir piece. Is it the chazan?
No, this is the same what.
No, we have what's the name? Jane combined the chazan and the choir piece. So it's now one. It's on the website.
Oh, okay.
It's now one whole. Yeah.
Next time I bring all the sheets. On the website it ends on an A, and I disagreed with that. I end on a C, like Gilad.
Ah.
So, in the Lewandowski, it goes like that, and it's very similar to what you people are doing, but we have to be cognizant of how that actually works. It's page 118 in Korin Out Fila.
118. Page or number?
Page.
Page 118. It's part of number 187, which begins on the previous page, because you remember I told that they are connected together usually. So it goes. That's the last word of the throat. האוחז ביד מידת משפט וכל מאמינים שהוא אל אמונה הבוחן ובוד הרגין זה נסתרות וכל מאמינים שהוא בוחן כליות הגואל ממוות ופוד משחת וכל מאמינים שהוא גואל חזק הדן יחיר לבואי עולם וכל מאמינים שהוא דיין אמת האור Ha-ha-goy be ha-yer asher
ye-yem.
Ha-ha-amin yifte-o
ha-yer-yer.
So, is that the way it works in...
what I remember from the choir is that Bechol Maminim.
Yeah.
So not Ma'amini,
I'm reading it exactly as it
is. No, but I'm just thinking how the choir sings.
I sing Ma'aminim too.
Yeah. So you sing it the way it's in the...
Just the way...
But this is, I'm wondering if it's just a habit or because it's grammatically more correct to say
No, it's you're right. The Ashkenazi old pronunciation. I read it exactly as
it is. Saying that it's wrong or something.
I think it's better that if you sing Bechol Ma'aminim, so it's just preferable. I'm not saying for a minute. It's not.
Yeah.
But the question is not this. The question is, what do you do with all these kind of puzzles? There is a puzzle there that needs to be taken at attention.
Yeah.
For him, he is working on the assumption that you have melody A, first time, second time,
mm-hmm.
third time, fourth time, and melody B, again, 1, 2, 3, 4. And then melody C. 1, 2, 3, 4. 4 times.
Uh-huh.
And he starts with Ha'ochez Beyad Mishpat. So he clings to the old scheme of the prayer, not in form of A, then A, B, C, D, E, F, but A, A, B, B, C, C, D, D, but and what he does is has verse 1, let me see, 2 lines and 2 lines melody 1, 2 lines, 2 lines melody 2, 2 lines, 2 lines melody 3, and that's different from what you people are doing.
I don't understand.
So it goes A. Right, left. A, right, left. B, right, left. B, right, left. C, right, left. C, right, left.
Yeah.
But you are not doing it exactly the same. No. The same.
No, we do A, B, C, A, B, C, A, B, C.
Okay, so the question is, does everybody do that? Because that's important to keep it...
Yes,
we skip
a few.
No.
A few.
Me, and I think
Ginato
also.
Yeah.
So it's in 4 of the...
I think everyone does.
And in the end, I do A, A, B, C.
At least because the music that's being used as a basis is the Lewandowski original, but it's the reworked version we have in different forms.
Originally,
it's
Lewandowski. Because
we don't use the Lewandowski original. There's somebody learning it with us. They go to the CD or to the type music or whatever.
And I worked it through with our Hebrew teacher to know exactly the
accentuation.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about accentuation right now. You did very well on the accentuation. There's no doubt about that. And I'm not saying that you did wrong or right. I'm just saying that. We have to be cognizant of how this, because it confuses the congregation. I know that many congregations are confused by the way Chazanim do it, because they don't know what's going to happen next. A, B, or C.
It's not a problem. Oh, sorry. I'm wrong. I'm thinking Amsterdam again, but it's a choir.
They are used to ABC.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, as long as they're used to it and everybody knows where we are.
Yeah.
I think everybody does the same way.
Yeah, they repeat the chazans.
Yes.
But I even... I think that it won't become confused if you change it, because when you are going to do next year AA, BB, CC, they are still following you, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And you have to help them anyways because of the text.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
But,
yeah. So let's do a few verses together. Bram, let's do a few verses together the way your people are doing it, and let's see how it works out for all of us. Okay?
Yeah.
Bram, do you want to lead?
Maybe it's worthwhile trying some of the verses that are extra long that are problematic, perhaps. Perhaps they would fit better in one of the
Then you have to calculate where the phrase is.
Yes. I'm just...
Okay. So let's do it.
Perhaps you can do... everybody can do a verse.
Mm-hmm.
Can lead a verse.
No, because we want to see how you lead it.
Ochez b'yad midat mishpat
v'chol ha'milim sheru el emuna
ha'bochen u'vodeg izay nistarot
v'chol ha'milim sheru bochet layot
ha'gohel mimavet u'fodei mishachat
וכל
המילים
שהוא
גואל
חזק
אדם יחידי לבאי עולם
וכל המילים שהוא
דייל אמת אהגוי ואהיה אשר אהיה
וכל המילים שהוא
יהיה מילה
אוקיי,
שהוא היה ויהיה שהוא היה, הווה ויהיה. That's where David was concerned.
That's why you have to help.
Let's go on.
Havadai shemot ten tilato
v'chol haminim shehu v'en bilto
Azochein lemasbir af tovo zichronot
v'chol haminim shehu sofer habrit
achotein chayim lechol chay
v'chol haminim shehu chay mekayam
atohu metiv l'raim v'lashtovim You have to be careful not to drop.
Yeah.
Okay. That's a hard word
in this speech.
הכל וכל עולם יחד
וכל המינים שהוא כל יכול
הלון בסתר בצל שעדיי
וכל המינים שהוא לבדו
הממליך מלאכים ולא המלוכה
וכל המינים שהוא מלך
בחזוק כל דור
וכל המינים שהוא נושא
חסד הסובל ומעלים עין מסורדים
וכל המינים שהוא
סולח סלע העליון ונועל יריע
וכל המינים שהוא עונה
הבוטח שער לדופקי בתשובה
וכל המינים
So you decide to do twice the melody A at towards the end of the poem. So I don't know, how is it in your did you say?
I think it's slightly different.
Oh, it's Diane Emmet.
Okay, that's somebody who started or tried to do
something with
the I had to make it turn because I had only half part was half the piece was sang. So I have to decide what
that
to
do.
Therefore,
so I chose.
What do you think?
Is that a bad choice?
Diane Emmet, yeah.
And if it was, it would be Diane Emmet.
Yes, it's starting a minute
in a poster form.
I think that the points are
I always have to stay concentrated myself when I sing this.
This the points are a little bit
Yeah, what's the problem? This is not a problem. It's just a question of the pointing of the text not being clear.
It's not printed clearly, but it's a mess.
It's the text has been printed a number of times.
So, I think that is agreed, and for us the idea of having A, B, C, A, B, C, A, B, C, I think is a very good idea, and not to have A, B, B, C, C, which is a more confusing kind of thing for the congregation. So I think that would be fine. Now, only one thing about the B melody.
We have to correct Chaim also.
It's very typical of Jewish folk songs when you have da 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 da. But not going down again.
Okay.
On a second level, and then a third level, which is okay. Now, what I think is we need to go to another poem, and that's the Yetau Yuchol Levdecha.
It's another alphabetical thing, except there's a problem with the vav, because it's normally the third letter. That is, the third letter counts, but with the Vayomaru, Vav is the first letter.
Yeah.
Break the pattern.
And it's not even. The problem is that here. There are some verses which are a bit different from others. Okay.
It's a complicated one.
Yeah. Now, everybody sings the hymn of High Holy Days, and that's the Yetayu by Lewandowski. That is even in many conventions that don't know anything more than Lewandowski, but this one is became a staple Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur piece, and it is also that melody, which I'm not sure whether Lewandowski himself composed it or he took part of it from previous traditions. What is very interesting is done in the Kiddush as well. Eloheinu melech haolam. Shechayanu v'kiyimanu v'yigiyanu lazman haze. In a Kiddush of Rosh Hashanah, if you do it in the synagogue, not at home, but if you do it,
that's very nice.
Eloheinu melech haolam. Shechayanu is a kiddush if you do it as a congregational kiddush. So some do that. It became really like the Adi Ruhu for Pesach. This became for Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur in many synagogues. So now we need to sing it.
How do you sing that without choir?
I cannot learn
the choir. The way
you sing on your own?
No,
I sing it
You always sing together with somebody.
But you can't sing it alone. I mean,
yeah.
I sing the melody.
I did it for
line.
Years, but I mach nicht mehr von ihm.
You can sing the melody line. It's not.
It's
not
more than
it. What I did today with Gilad was the melody line and the low as well.
In the Todav Zimra, it is written for four parts, choir and chazan. Let me find it for you. It's 193 on page
202.
Kol Rina?
No.
Todav Zimra? Yes, Todav Zimra. On Renowned Fila, it is number 188 on page 118.
Which one is without the choir?
The last one, Renowned Tfilah, the other one.
And it was?
The place is Renowned Tfilah, number 188, on page 118.
Is
Zivras 193 on page 202.
Right.
And the one without the choir, is it
not about well, what he asks for you is to have a two-part choir there, so that helps you. But it can be done from this version, can very well done as a solo without any choir. It's not easy to do it along without a choir, but it's...
The face rest up for years, so let's hear it.
You can sing it for us.
So, the choir, that means in a simpler edition of Kol Rina V'Tfilah, enters in V'Hallelucha B'Kol Afsei Aretz. Until then, you have the Chazan, and then it is a dialogue between Chazan and choir. So let's try to sing it.
Oh,
see. Ah. You have some words missing here.
Soil.
You have in your mazor. ויז בחו לך את זבחיהם ויז נחו את הצבם. This ויז בחו לך את זבחיהם is not here.
Not in our mazor. No.
So repeat the sentence.
So ויז בחו
לך את זבחיהם.
Ah, that's a matter of principle. Yes, take out the sacrifices. Yes.
Which is says there, they will repeat. They will offer sacrifices unto you.
Yes.
So what do you people do with that?
We repeat it.
You repeat.
Yeah.
Okay. Because there is a line missing in our text. By the way, you should know that we sing it today much faster than they sing it in the time of Lewandowski.
Yeah.
That is true too. I noticed it in some parts of the service.
Yes.
Today, when you're familiar with a melody, we're rushing.
The mortal kind
of
the
I must say, how should I say, to to be the advocate of you, or be the advocate of this thing, that tones down when you have a congregation, because your congregation forces you, whether you want it or not, to slow down. And the bigger the congregation is, the more you slow down, whether you want it or not. So I'm not worried too much worried about that, especially on Rosh Hashanah, especially on Yom Kippur.
Yeah.
So I'm not too worried about that. Okay, let's go on to some others. We talked about the Seder Avodah, and my question is, in the Seder Avodah, there is no part of Mar'e Kohen, like Keohel HaNivtach Bedarei Ma'ala, Mar'e Kohen, nothing of that is in the, not even in the new Seder Avodah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
could you take a look at Atav and Chatan?
No, that's Nusach. I want to go into poetry. What I want to do for the Atav v'Chartanu, we detected the problem with Atav v'Chartanu, which is sung according to the festivals rather than the holidays. So what I want to do is to record a Nusach for Atav v'Chartanu and publish it. So I know now a few things that I want to record, and if I can do it tomorrow, I will do it tomorrow. You know.
We may take the time when Alex is busy. Make the recordings that we want to do.
When Annette is
giving her lecture.
I don't want to miss Annette's lecture.
When we're doing the recordings, right after the service?
We'll find a way of doing that.
I know we tried that before, yes.
but now I have more.
Generally in
the Galim
Musa?
No.
The Atav v'Chartanu that was sung today was sung in the Regalim Nusach. And there is a different Nusach for the Amidah of the Shalosh Shavuot, for the Yom Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur.
You must be really musical. I mean, if you are in the Tishri, and then you have the Elul, and then you have the first Rosh Hashanah, then you have the Yom Kippur, and then you have to change into Shalosh Regalim.
Who told you that Chazan's life is so easy?
No, I'm just thinking, you know, like you have it in your system, and then you have to take it out of your system and put it back in your system.
Right, this is why you need a specialist.
But I can also tell you another thing, that in I've recorded many Chazanim who are not part of the Ashkenazi tradition. You come to a Chazan of, say, an Iraqi tradition, and you put a microphone and say, please, could you, around Pesach time, and you say to the Iraqi, could you sing to me Kolibre? I say, Kolibre? I don't know this melody. It doesn't exist. The melody doesn't exist. You want me to record for you Kol Nidre? Come before Kol Nidre, I'll record it for you.
But you also do what works. Before you had all these Machzorim, each one book for each festival.
Yeah.
You have a Pesach evening, the same evening Chazan, and Pesach one in Chazan, and Shavuot Chazan.
Yeah, but I have music, otherwise you get crazy. I have the impression that emotions and the music are
collected.
So for example, the Chanukah melodies, I don't know them in the summer, but when the time
when time comes, all of a sudden before Pesach, somehow the Manish Tanar is in your mind without knowing it. It's
because you're rehearsing it with your grandchildren.
That is true, too, yeah.
Okay, if you have Pesach, okay, you can prepare, but for Tishri, it's like, you have all these festivals in 1 month.
It's all right. After Yom Kippur, you have time enough for Sukkot. You know how it does in the choir, yes? Yeah. The choir does it in those 2 days.
I know. Let's just rush through Sukkot for a Monday evening.
Okay.
Tell you how we write sermons for Sukkot.
Yeah.
Prepare them for Pesach, huh?
I take them off from last year, they don't remember anyway.
Okay.
I don't remember what's there.
Well, there's some congregants will say, didn't you say the same thing last year?
Depends what the subject is of your sermon.
Rabbi, didn't you give the same sermon on Yom Kippur last year? I did. Didn't you make the same sins as last year?
And you may be surprised, in Berlin there was one person in the congregation, and we had every year a different rabbi. And she said before the service, it will be interesting what he says, because Rabbi so-and-so said this, and his rabbi so-and-so said this, and his rabbi so-and-so. And she gave so many.
She knew them all.
I thought,
it's dangerous, yes, there are people who remember.
Yeah, we had Asabi, Rothschild, Magnus, yeah. They were all...
Especially the people that only come to synagogue on the night of Kippur, remember?
The others will remember better, because they've heard it so many times.
Okay, sorry for the internet, so...
So, we go to Miel Kamocha. Page 425 in the old Machzor. Miel Kamocha, Adir V'Nahor. And I was not clear what I heard about the melody of Miel Kamocha. Who did Miel Kamocha?
Anna. But it's the way we do it.
That's the way we learned it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's also alphabetical, yes?
Yes, indeed.
Adir V'Nahor.
Okay. Let's do it again and see, let's compare it with Lewandowski, and let's see what we do, just to be cognizant of what is being done. Not that it's bad, it's not bad at all, but it may be different from what the pictures I would have in my mind about the Miel Kamocha. So, Bevakasha, who wants to?
Yeah. We can do it together, no?
Tanya. Miel Kamocha.
Miel Kamocha, Miel Kamocha, Miel Kamocha, Adir V'Nahor, Bored V'Chalel, Miel Kamocha, Adir V'Nahor, Bored V'Chalel, V'Chalel, Miel Kamocha, Gole Amokot, Dover Shedakot, Miel Kamocha, Adur Belusho, Ve'en Zulato, Miel Kamocha.
You see, I'm not clear, because I hear people say the endings of each one, people do not agree about how you should end the Miel Kamocha. So we should have some kind of an agreement on that. So
I have a 1-2, 1-2, 1-2 all the time, and it's a little slightly different than what you say.
Dear when all my rainbow flower halal me go gole amkot no vertakon it I want
1-2, 1-1, 1-2, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1, 1-1,
אדיר ונאור, מוריד וחלד, מי אל כמוך, עולי המוכות, דובר צדקות, מי אל כמוך, הדור בלושו, ואין זולתו, מי אל כמוך, נוקף כפופים, חונן דעלים.
So you alternate between two melodies, and that's it. But you people do A-A-B,
right,
a more sophisticated kind of a...
That's
okay. But you should know that melodies like that in European folk melodies go like A-A-B. And the form is called bar, B-A-R, and the German name for it is Stollen Abgesang. So you go the way you do it, in ta ra 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 ti ra ra ti ra 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 ta ra ra ta ra ra ta ra ra. So you have A and B section there. But you know, if you agree with your congregation, which kind of what you do, it doesn't really matter. so on. But in any case, when you do, how is the congregation supposed to repeat, to say, Meir Kamocha, when you do that?
They know it.
All the times? Meir Kamocha. Because I heard some people say, Meir Kamocha.
No, that's not what I learned.
When you sang it here, when everybody sang it here.
Maybe I was the girl.
Me el kamocha.
Me el kamocha.
All the time. Yeah. All the time. Okay. So let's do it. A few verses.
I do the end of the sentences. The end of the verses. Somewhat different than from her.
It's so boring.
Adir v'naor borei tok v'chaled. Govel amukol dover tzedakot Hadur bilbusho ve'en zulato Mi'el kamo you go up.
Okay. Let's find out what the melody that you people are doing. Do it, please. Yeah.
But when we were in the synagogue today, and Mi El Kamocha was sang, I had the feeling that with every Mi El Kamocha, there were like four different Mi El Kamochas.
But in the beginning,
that is what
the
I'm
end.
Saying. I was confused as to what, how the Mi El Kamocha was.
But not only in the beginning.
Not only in the beginning. Also, when people were answering. I noticed that.
Then maybe some people answer differently.
So is your melody agrees with that melody, or is it...
In variation.
A little bit. It's just very straight. It's 1-2, 1-2, and then...
Yeah, I know, but
so
from but the 1 and the 2 agree...
No, I think the 2 was different than yours.
A little bit more challenge.
Yeah. You sing your 2 and I sing my 2?
Okay. Adur milusho ve'en zolato.
Okay, that's radically different.
That's different.
Yeah.
It's also beautiful.
It's not such a great symphony, a symphonic thing that you are supposed to do every note to be, but somehow you correct them to know what to expect in the
It's merely a matter of choice.
Yeah, it is a matter of choice. You can do whatever you want. As a matter of fact, you can vary from time to time. If you want.
It's only a problem with piece by piece.
For instance.
That's not the same one.
It's okay.
It's a big bore, I must say.
It's okay. Kefufim, Honein, Dalim, Tehoreinaim, Yoshe, Shamahayim. I would vary it a little bit to make it a little bit more interesting, because otherwise it's so monotonous. It's so monotonous.
It's very monotonous, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess it'll be happy that the Aleph Bet is not longer.
Yeah. Well, indeed, of course, the Latin alphabet is longer.
Yeah. The Chinese one?
Yeah. Thank God we don't have Chinese. We would come to the next year.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, we finished with this with the Miel Kamocha. I want also to talk about hymns like Adon Olam,
you sing on the holidays,
and
why.
That's very nice.